Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 29th of November 2017, and this is the 701st Mole Out Loud podcast. Thank you very, very much to those of you who sent me congratulations yesterday. That was really lovely to mark that little milestone, and thank you for being such loyal listeners. It's really lovely to know that you're all out there. I've just walked home from the post office, and I know I seem to go there every day. I suppose I nearly do. I really went to the post office today. I really sent something off, and I was rather pleased to find it wasn't as hot as I expected it to be. It's supposed to be 29 at the moment, but I don't think it's got there. And there's a little bit of a wind, which is very welcome. Of course, it might reach its height much later on today, because tomorrow is 34, and yep, will be a little bit of an endurance test. I'm really tired today. I think I was up too late last night, and so I missed going for a walk this morning, and also just haven't really woken up properly. I'm finding it a bit difficult to work. I did do a little bit at the cafe, but really nothing to write home about, nothing to mole out loud about. And I think for the next 2 days, this kind of warm day and tomorrow, which is this kind of really hot day, I'm not going to ask myself to do too much. I have reached that 10,000 mark that I set myself for the number of words during November. So I feel as if I've done that. So I'm going to just work on preparing for the surge and working out what to do about my printer that's failed, because I really wanted to print out some of my work for the surge days to have it as a reference. And as I mentioned yesterday, it's not working. It's with the actual copying part is working, but it's not connected to the computer, and it is so expensive to get things fixed, and often they can't be, and printers are quite cheap to buy. So it's my ethical dilemma, really, about what to do about it. And not having a car makes it quite difficult to take it anywhere. It's quite a bulky sort of a thing. So anyway, I just need to work out what to do about that. And the thing that I have done today is put all the washing on. My bed is not made up. So that's one thing I need to do quite soon. In fact, I've just realised, as I'm speaking to you, that I haven't put the other load out yet, and it's 4:15. That is pushing it a bit. But, you know, with the wind and the heat, maybe I'll dry. I'll hang it out and see what happens. Maybe what I'll do is actually take the stuff off the line that's already dry before I do that. Yeah. So I'm with you. I bet it is all dry too. There's some people having a bit of a lunch party next door. They've got a lovely long table. Sorry. Set out under their big trees. Looks really very pleasant. I hope it doesn't get too noisy tonight. But this weather does rather lend itself to things happening outside. Let me it's a full moon at the moment too, so I think that may be why it's quite difficult to sleep. Everything was totally dry that I hung out this morning. I'm just unplugging it, unpegging it. Does all smell really lovely, really hot and what? Well, sort of toasted cotton, I suppose. But ouch! That was my head. That was my head on the hoist, on the hoiking stick. Happy blackbirds. I do love blackbirds. They're not indigenous to Tasmania. And people talk about them being sort of pests, really, but I really love them. There, some dry sheets. Oh, I'm so sorry. Just need to clear my throat in a minute, and I will concentrate on talking to you again. I shall just pause. But I think I need to hang out the wet washing before I complete this podcast. Well, I've brought in the washing and I've made my bed and I've hung out the other washing. Actually, making my bed did make me feel quite hot and I begin to wonder whether it is rather heating up now, as well as the fact that I've been flinging my arms up and down. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to find a little space to be at peace, to maybe involve yourself completely in some creative work that you're doing, that you can either engage with what's happening around you or that you can absorb yourself away from it but not get distracted by it. I do find it difficult when there are people carousing around me to maintain my focus, and this time of the year it happens a lot, and I had actually forgotten last week when I was looking at airfares that it wasn't just the heat that made me want to run away, it was this increased noise all around. So I'm very tempted to have another look, but just at the moment I think I'm going to make myself a cup of tea, that be-all and end-all of comfort. And the kind people at the cafe gave me a Freon to bring home too, so I might even indulge in that. And then I'm going for a little walk, very, very little walk with my friend. We're going to drive up to the top. It really is a bit warm for walking, and I may or may not go ringing tonight. We'll see. I'm just feeling a bit like wanting to hunker down and do some focused work, but I think I'll gauge it by what's happening with the party next door, if it's if it continues, if it's just an afternoon thing, then it'll be fine. But if it continues, I might escape, at least for an hour. Thank you very, very much for listening again, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.